Okay, so imagine like this workplace, right, where like a ton of experienced women are like dealing with health issues, but nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's a reality for a lot of women in Germany, who are going through menopause.
For sure. And that's our deep dive today. So it's this intersection of Germany's changing demographics and this corporate wellness solution called Woman Balance. It's created by a company called Gesundheit Bewegt. And we've got their materials and some research and articles that paint a pretty interesting picture of menopause in the German workforce.
And it's a really fascinating topic, especially because, Germany is facing this rapidly aging workforce, and keeping those experienced employees is becoming like more important. And that includes women going through menopause.
Right, so let's unpack this a little bit. The materials from Gesundheit Bewegt repeatedly mention menopause being like a taboo subject, which seems like a problem, right? How can companies address something that nobody wants to talk about?
It's a challenge, right? This taboo creates a wall of silence that prevents the open communication that's essential to support. Like, how do you solve a problem without even acknowledging it exists?
Okay, wow. So how does menopause actually affect work? I mean, beyond just the discomfort, are there ways that it impacts performance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The sources highlight symptoms like fatigue, sleep disturbances, difficulty concentrating, and even something as simple as a hot flash can be disruptive.
Yeah, that makes sense. It sounds incredibly disruptive. Do we know how widespread this is?
We do. There's this study from HWR Berlin, and 10% of the women that were surveyed who were experiencing menopause symptoms actually considered early retirement.
Wow, 10%. That's a huge loss of talent and experience, especially with the demographic challenges Germany's facing.
Exactly. It's a double whammy. You're losing valuable employees at a time when you need experience more than ever.
So how does Woman Balance come into play here? Is it presented as like the solution?
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're positioning it as a way to tackle both the physical and the communication challenges around menopause in the workplace.
I'm curious to hear more about this approach. What is it exactly?
So they have this three-pronged approach. They kick things off with these awareness-building lectures on like different menopause-related topics. It's all about breaking that silence and getting people talking about it.
Okay, that makes sense. Knowledge is power, but what comes after the lectures?
Well, then they do these on-site health checks that target things like hormone levels and bone density, vitamin D, and even stress levels, which can be heightened during menopause.
So it's like a proactive health assessment tailored for women in this stage of life. I like that.
Exactly. And then they also have this Woman Balance app that provides more in-depth information, tips, and challenges over a 6-week period.
That's really interesting. And I imagine that these different elements can be mixed and matched depending on what the company needs.
Yeah, exactly. They're very clear that companies can choose whatever components work for them. So flexibility is key.
Okay, so flexibility is great. But, companies want to know what's in it for them. What are the benefits of investing in something like this?
Well, they talk about a reduction in sick leave, which makes sense. If you're addressing the health concerns, people are less likely to be out sick.
Yeah, that's a big one for any company. But what about the women who are struggling but still showing up to work?
That's where the concept of presenteeism comes in. It's when employees are present but not working at their best because of health
Well, so
issues.
they're at their desk but not really there.
Exactly. And Woman Balance can help tackle this, leading to a more engaged workforce.
That makes sense. And I'm guessing happier employees too.
Absolutely. Imagine feeling like your company cares about your well-being during a major life transition. It creates loyalty.
And in this job market, that's priceless.
Right. And on that note, think about employer branding. Woman Balance could really make a company stand out as supportive. It's a smart recruitment strategy.
Yeah, it really is. It shows that they're invested in their employees, and that's huge.
Okay, so we've talked about the taboo, the impact on work, and Woman Balance as a solution. But how does all of this fit into corporate wellness in general? Well, that's where it gets interesting. Woman Balance is part of this bigger trend called gender-sensitive corporate wellness. So it's about programs designed to address the unique needs of women.
So I'm guessing that's more than just offering a yoga class and calling it a day.
Exactly. One of our sources, Cornelia Wanke from Healthcare Frauen and Spitzenfrauen Gesundheit, she makes this great point that women's needs during menopause are unique. They need different solutions than men do.
So it's about recognizing that women have specific health needs at different stages of life, and that these needs should be addressed proactively. Okay, I'm starting to see how this goes way beyond just menopause. What other areas could this include?
Well, you can think about things like support for pregnant women or resources for returning to work after maternity leave. Even addressing the gender pay gap, it's all connected.
It sounds like there's a ton of potential here for companies to create truly inclusive wellness programs.
Absolutely. And Woman Balance is a great example of what that looks like.
Okay, so we've talked about Woman Balance being designed to address the challenges of menopause at work. But let's talk about the program itself. What are these awareness building lectures about?
So they're really like the foundation of the program. The idea is to have experts come in and give like a clear overview of menopause, the hormonal changes, the symptoms, and how those impact work.
So it's like menopause 101.
Exactly. And it's not just for the women going through it. It's for colleagues, supervisors, HR, anyone who wants to understand what their coworkers are experiencing.
Right. Because creating a supportive environment means everyone needs to be informed. But what about those on-site health checks? What are they looking for exactly?
Well, the goal is to give women a personalized picture of their health, you know, catch any issues early on.
So it's kind of like a specialized checkup for women in this age group.
Exactly. They'll look at things like hormone levels, bone density, vitamin D, stress levels, all things that are relevant.
So it's pretty thorough.
Hmm.
But what happens if they do find something? Does the program offer any treatments?
Well, it's not meant to replace seeing a doctor, but it does empower women with information so they can make informed decisions about their health.
So it's more about starting the conversation and encouraging them to talk to their healthcare provider?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then there's the app. We talked about it earlier. But what makes it so helpful?
Think of it as like a companion to the whole program. It's got a huge library of information, articles, videos, podcasts, all about menopause.
Wow. So it's like a menopause encyclopedia in your pocket.
Right. And it's got a symptom tracker. So women can monitor how they're feeling over time and try to identify any patterns or triggers.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
And it also has that social aspect, right, where women can connect with others who are going through the same thing.
Exactly. It creates this sense of community and shared understanding.
That's so important. It's about more than just physical health. It's about emotional well-being, too.
It really is. And it shows how technology can be used to create these connections.
So we've got the lectures, the health checks, the app, all very practical.
Hmm.
But do the materials mention how companies measure the success of this program?
Yeah, they talk about that. They say it's important to collect data and track key metrics like employee surveys, absenteeism rates, even satisfaction and productivity levels.
So it's not just about feeling good. They want to see if it's actually making a difference.
Exactly. They want to show the value of the program and how it's impacting the workforce.
And from what we've seen, the potential benefits are pretty huge.
Oh, they are. But it's important to remember that this isn't a magic bullet. You know, it's not going to solve every problem related to menopause at work.
Right. It takes time to change attitudes and cultural norms. But what are some of the challenges that companies might face when trying to implement a program like this?
One of the biggest ones is resistance from leadership. Some leaders just might not understand why this is important. You know, they might not want to invest the resources.
So it's about changing their mindset and showing them that this is worth it.
Exactly. And that's where data comes in. They need to see that this makes good business sense.
Right. Show them the connection between supporting women and seeing results.
And another challenge is just a lack of awareness among employees. Some women might feel uncomfortable talking about this, or they just might not know about the resources available to them.
So it's about communication and making sure people know about the program and feel good about using it.
Yeah, exactly. They need to create a culture where these conversations are normal. And they even provide materials to help with that.
That's great. So it's about giving companies the tools they need to talk about this.
And it shows that for this to be successful, everyone needs to be on board. It can't just be leadership. It has to be a collective effort.
It makes you think, like, what if this starts a bigger conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if companies see this working, maybe it'll change how they think about being a supportive workplace. Not just for women going through menopause, but for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, imagine companies addressing all sorts of gender-specific health needs instead of ignoring them.
And not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it makes sense for their business. We've seen the data. Happy, healthy employees are productive employees.
Exactly. It's about investing in your people.
Okay, so before we wrap up, what stood out to you the most from all of this? What's the one thing you want our listener to take away from this deep dive?
Honestly, it's the impact this could have on company culture. You know, when you support a group that's often overlooked, it sends a message to everyone that this is a company that cares.
How so?
Well, it breaks down those walls of silence and creates a more open and inclusive environment where everyone feels valued.
So it's not just about women and menopause. It's about creating a culture of empathy that benefits everyone.
Exactly. And that makes it easier to attract and keep great employees.
It's like they say, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, and that's why woman balance is so interesting. It's not just about menopause. It could change how companies think about employee well-being.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges of menopause, the impact it has, and woman balance as a solution. But this is really just the beginning.
You're right. Woman balance is a great example. But there are so many other ways companies can create programs that meet the needs of their employees.
And it's time we start talking about these things more openly.
It really is. So Think about your own workplace. What other health needs are being overlooked? What can you do to make your workplace more inclusive and supportive?
We've seen the potential with woman balance. Now it's up to all of us to keep pushing for change and create workplaces where everyone can thrive.